when you're restoring an old building, there's always a chance that you'll find something unexpected. Maybe some old newspapers, a message from the past, or even something valuable. I still have a pile of old women's weeklies from the 1960s that I found under some carpet in a house I was renovating probably more than 25 years ago, a long time ago, including the women's weekly lift out for the Rome Olympics in all its glory. So there are all sorts of things to be found. Nick Deer has uncovered something while restoring the United Church in Blackwood. In the ceiling, they found an old church bell. That church bell has connections. Nick Deer is a restorer and a bluegrass musician and is with us. G'day, Nick.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. Tell me first up about the building that you're restoring.
Okay, well, we're finding out more and more and more about it, which is pretty interesting. With the history of Blackwood and the surrounding areas, and we've just discovered it was actually first opened in 1896, so it's 125 years old.
Yep.
In next year, a lot of churches wasn't getting a lot of use, and then we turned it into a music venue quite a few years ago. And we ran what we call the Blackwood Academy and review, because we used to have guests from all over come and play in bluegrass or folk music, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
We sort of gradually fixed the building up a bit better than what it was, and then the church a few years ago decided that they would slowly get more work done to it, so we've been restoring parts of it as we've been going along. And we heard about this bell. I've been here about 30 years, I suppose. I've never heard. My kids went to Sunday school there, and so we tentatively went up in the ceiling and discovered the bell. It's pretty exciting.
So the bell, it's in the Uniting Church in Blackwood. How big is the bell?
It's not a massive bell, but it's on the side of it. It's cast in 1854. That sort of leads you to think, well, it was obviously made in 1854. It was made by J. Warner and Sons in Cripplegate, and they also made the bells for doing a bit of Googling, and they made the bells for the Houses of Parliament and the first big Ben bell as well.
So when you say the Houses of Parliament, the UK Houses of Parliament,
years
in London,
UK one, yeah. It was made in London in 1854, the bell, and I never realised Big Ben wasn't completed till 1859, so I thought it was sort of older than that, so it was just sort of interesting when you sort of cross date things, you know.
So it's basically from the same era in the same factory in the UK.
Possibly, definitely the same company, yeah. So, I think it's another whole story, isn't it? Where did it come from? We're even trying to find out more about the provenance of the building. Some people say it was in Barry's Roof, which was up the road, and then it was moved down. And then relocated to where it is now. But I don't think it was personally, but, you know, it's all good stories.
So how long since the bell had been rung, do you think?
Well, I'd say over 30 years. But they found the rope that had rotten, the old sizal rope on it. It's a bit, it's a proper bronze bell with a mechanism up in the roof. But you can't see it. It's not visible from anywhere, so I've got this special louver window that's was made.
Right.
That's you just from the outside, and you have to sort of get on the roof and pull the thing out, and then you actually see it, you know.
So did you actually, when you were restoring, did you know it was there? Did you go looking for it? Was it an accidental find?
No, we'd been told it was there, yeah, but no one had heard it ring for a long, long time. People who've been in the community longer than me have told stories about the bell, and how the bell used to ring and everything.
I reckon you wouldn't have been able to resist ringing it. So what does it sound like?
I've been a musician. I've got a tuner on my on my phone. So
yes,
it's ringing in F sharp.
Right, F sharp.
Which brings up a case in point, because A wasn't standardised to 440 until, just before the Second World War, I think. So F sharp now is probably closer to a G in the old tuning. So who knows?
So what,
that's another story.
Yeah, indeed. What do you do with it now? What do you do about it now?
Well, we've put a proper hole in the ceiling, and then we're going to find a nice. We've got a sort of temporary rope on it now, and we're going to get a proper a bell rope for it, and it's all dinging away beautiful now.
Right. And has it been polished up, or did it need a polish?
No, well, it doesn't really need one because we'll give it a bit of a scrub, but it's in the roof space, so you can't really see it. And it kind of looks nice with a verdigris finish on it. So,
We're
getting the church ready as a community. It's still a church, so it's the Uniting Church, and they want it to be remain part of the community. And so everyone's getting really excited about it. We're going to have a big 125th opening of it, hopefully around about the end of February, beginning of March, and we're going to have music, and we're also investigating starting off a little market in the front, because it's right in the centre of town.